Actually, nothing had happened. Our president went to South Africa to attend the African summit. Invitation from President Jacob Zuma with a guarantee that nothing would happen. And in fact, he went there. Yes, we heard that there is some court in Africa or South Africa or something like that. But nothing had happened. And actually, reassurance from the president himself, from the authorities from South Africa. The Minister of Foreign Affairs actually this morning came to the president and told him that nothing will happen. You are a guest, an honorable guest. You can stay anytime you like in South Africa. Nothing will happen. You go back to your country. Yes, and these things. And that's why the president attended the meetings, the opening session, the closed session, the open session. And tomorrow he will attend the final session and will come back home.
Does your government feel angry the fact that this has happened, that a court in South Africa has banned your president not to leave?
No, actually, we know that any court can do this, but the authorities who can make the decision can arrest the president. And we have very good relations with the government of South Africa. We know that they are not going to arrest the president, and nothing happens, and there are no reaction.
There are those who say, but if you say that African leaders should not pay attention to the ICC, then you are allowing impunity, meaning anybody who commits crime should be left free.
Actually, you know, this allegation, and this is actually the ICC, we read the ICC that it is a court practically directed toward punishment of the African leaders. And a lot of crimes have been now committed around the world. And these countries have gotten an immunity from asking them in Israel, in the United States, everywhere. But why should only this be applied to the Africans? Our president is not a criminal. This is allegations. You know that is not true. And you know what they have been with Uhuru, the president of Kenya. It was just some sort of an act. And he went there and he gets free and so forth. I think this is actually a stick for punishment of the African leaders, not more. Actually, we are also supporting an intention towards establishing an African court. And this will be a court of justice.
So, Mr. Minister, your country is certain that President Bashir, at the end of the African Union Summit, will return to Sudan. Are you certain?
Absolutely. He's an honorable guest there. President Zuma has said this, afternoon, that President Bashir is an honorable guest. He can attend South Africa anytime he likes, and he go back safely to his country anytime he wants.